Welcome back. Ron Nene and the Car Doctor. You know, oil is probably the most talked about subject here on the Car Doctor, and we're always discussing just what it takes to make a great motor oil and just how important motor oil is to your car. And it's timely this time of year as we're going into the fall and winter seasons and talking about the abuses that an automobile puts up with. And we thought we would bring to the table the folks from Pennzoil, Paul Bogers. He is the supervisor of a team of chemists and engineers down there at Shell Technology Center in Houston. And we're glad to have him with us here on the Car Doctor to talk motor oil. Paul, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ron.
Let's jump right into it. How long does it take to develop and test new products? You know, you've come out recently with Pennzoil Ultra Platinum, Pennzoil Platinum. People look at that and they say, it's just motor oil. You know, they walk past it on the supermarket shelf. They don't appreciate what it is. What kind of effort went into bringing that product to market?
Yeah, so before we decide what to put in that yellow or the nice silvery bottle, a lot of work, a lot of hard work goes into that. So it's just anywhere between 18 months to about 2 years to really go from the idea of the motor oil through to something that's on the shelf. And that involves lab tests, you know, so we call benchtop tests. We do rig and engine tests, quite extensive amount of testing. But we wouldn't put an oil on the shelf unless we've got some real life experience. So we have a number of taxi fleets and a number of law enforcement fleets in which we test the oil, experimental oils, and clock up anywhere between 500,000 and 1,000,000 miles before we actually say the product is now ready to go on the shelf.
And Paul, when you make that oil, you're making it with specifications in mind, in the sense that the car companies have come to you and said, here's what our engines are, here's the parameters, make something to make this work.
Yeah, absolutely. So the one thing to always look out for is what we call the API donut. So what is on the bottle that tells you that it meets the American Petroleum Institute standards? And those are heavily negotiated standards between all of the automated car manufacturers. It meets all of the stringent requirements that they need to make their engines work.
Okay. Now, you ready for this? This is the tough question. This is really why I brought you on today. There's been a great deal of conversation. This has to be an ongoing all the time here on the Car Doctor. I get it in the shop all the time. Oil change intervals. What are Pennzoil's guidelines? How often, how soon?
Yeah, really great question, Ron. And we get this quite a bit as well. You know, the short answer is follow your OEM recommendations, right? They have designed the engine and the vehicle with a certain oil drain interval in mind. But you got to also consider that those oil drain intervals are for typical operation, right? So you as a driver probably have a better handle on whether your driving conditions are typical, whether there are extreme weather conditions to consider. And if you think about the job that an oil has to do, besides reducing friction and preventing corrosion and wear, there's a whole lot of other functions, one of which is to carry away any of the combustion byproducts that accumulate in the engine and prevent the underformation of sludge and varnishes in the engine. So one of the few things you can really do about that is making sure that you get your oil drain interval right to prevent that from accumulating in the engine.
What about, you know, the conversation used to be that motor oil, conventional motor oil, starts with a base stock, 1965, and then additives and vitamins are put in it along the way. Is that still a true statement today? And then the last part of that question is, those vitamins start to deplete somewhere around the 3,000, 3,500 mile mark. By 5,000, they're gone. Is that still a fair statement, still a good rule of thumb?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good way of looking at it. So, yeah, the key building blocks is still, you know, the base stock. And I think we're very excited about one of our, you know, innovations is having a synthetic base stock made out of natural gas. So that's your heart and soul of your motor oil. And then you're adding, we call them vitamins, we call them additive packages, really have specific functions. But they do deplete over time. And seen from a whole lot of real-life tests that sometimes those additives are still in plenty supply, even after 5,000 miles in certain operations. But there could be other cases where, you know, those additives just start losing their bite, if you like. So then replenishing your oil makes a good idea.
And the hard part is you don't know. You know, if a car started out in California and drove to New York at a steady speed, at a steady temperature, 55 miles an hour as a constant, never cooled down, the oil would last longer. It's all highway miles. But when you're, you know, stop and go traffic and extreme temperatures, extreme cold, and all the different parameters you can operate an automobile on, that changes that oil drain interval requirement, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Spot on, Ron. So there's those extreme temperatures, either high temperatures where the engine is really kind of boiling, or starting up your engine at very low temperatures and cranking it over the first time where, you know, it's difficult for the oil to get to all those surfaces that need to be protected. Those are the times where, you know, you have the most most likely impact of the oil just not being able to protect your engine well enough.
When is good enough, Paul? You know, it's been said, as long as oil meets SAE, Society of Automotive Engineer requirements for the vehicle, that's good enough. Is that true? Is that false? Why?
Yeah, we would, and that's a starting point, right? That gets you to the starting line. So picking the right viscosity grade and is really only the starting point. As I mentioned before, really look for that API donut on the bottle. That means it at least meets the minimum standards in the industry. But for us, that's kind of like the starting line. You want to be able to go above and beyond what the minimum standards are to really deliver outstanding protection for your engine. Not all motor oils are created equal.
Oh, I would think not. Sure. Now, as motor oils are not created equal, you've kept the evolution going at Pennzoil. You know, we see an older fleet. So many cars now have 150,000 miles is not uncommon. So now there's high mileage oil, and we get questions on this as well. You recently released Pennzoil Platinum for high mileage vehicles. How's this different from the other high mileage oil?
Yeah, so it's a really interesting. It's one of the faster growing categories of motor oils that we sell, and we looked at that category and saying, hey, there is a gap there for a really high performance, full synthetic offer that also offers the other benefits that a typical high mileage formulation would offer. And the real crux of it is that you get all of the benefits that you would get from the other Platinum range products, so the total protection. But the key aspect is you've got less oil burn off, right? So the engine starts, you know, when the mileage accumulates, it starts losing oil either through small leaks in the, the rubber seals, or it starts burning off the oil, so lost through evaporation.
Right.
So the new Platinum, offering on high mileage really is the best of both worlds with, having an additive in there to prevent leaks, but also has the lowest volatility loss of any oil in the category.
Wow. You know, and for those of you just tuning in, we're talking to Paul Bogers. He is the General Manager of Lubricants Technology for Pennzoil US. Paul, tell you what, can you take a pause here? We're going to have to pull over and just take a couple of spots. Can you just sit tight? I'm Ronan Annie and the Car Doctor, and we'll both be back right after this. Car Doctor. I'm talking to Paul Bogers. He's the General Manager of Lubricants Technology for Pennzoil. And we're having a conversation here about motor oils and the new products Pennzoil's got out there, Pennzoil Platinum for high mileage, among other things. Paul, when we pulled over and took the pause, sometimes I get questions about synthetic motor oil and the need to go to high mileage. Is there a comparison? Is there a way that the listeners can look at that and make a decision on what to use and how?
Yeah, so typically we say high mileage, starts anywhere from 20 to 25,000 miles on the clock, but it really is what is best for your vehicle. If you've got a performance vehicle, you've been running that vehicle on full synthetic motor oil from the start of its life, there's no reason to really switch away from that.
Right.
If you've got a vehicle where you're starting to consider that change and you're a little bit worried, you might see a little puff of white smoke coming out of the exhaust pipe occasionally, then a high mileage oil is the better choice.
And that's a good rule of thumb, and they can't get hurt in either case, whichever they're doing.
Absolutely. So both oils would work fine across the life of an engine and life of a car. But I'd say if you're switching out from a conventional to a full synthetic, you know, in the later part of the life of a vehicle, the high mileage is definitely the best choice.
I want to talk real quick before I let you go, Paul, about Pure Plus technology. Pure Plus technology converts pure natural gas into the Pennzoil Platinum line of motor oils. In the old days, which in auto repair could have been last week, you know, there was a crude oil based stock, and now there's a natural gas based stock, which creates Pure Plus technology. What makes that so much better? And talk a little bit about the synthetic oil side of that as well.
Yeah, thanks so much, Ron. I think the thing that really excites us as scientists and engineers is that we can actually build up the base stock from much smaller components. So if you think about the traditional way of refining base oil, you start off with whatever Mother Nature has given us in a big mix of all kinds of different shapes and sizes of molecules. And you refine that, and you there's all kinds of processes to kind of like, you know, get to a good base stock. But it's never going to be what you really wanted to design if you had the opportunity. So natural gas is the smallest hydrocarbon molecule, as we say, and we actually build up the base oil just the way we like it.
And from there, that's where Pennzoil Pure Plus technology came from, correct?
Exactly. So Pure Plus technology is synthesized from natural gas. We then turn that into a liquid. So we turn it into a base oil, and then we blend in, you know, the very best additives to combine with that base stock. And what we are looking for as scientists is what we call synergistic effects. So synergistic means, you know, you put two things together, and the two are, you know, more than you know, those components individually. So learning how to formulate with synthetic oils is a key part of that equation.
You know, I always tell everybody, they say, what's a good oil? And I say, you've got to look at the company that engineers the oil and designs the oil. And that's why I say Pennzoil is the best. And I think you've proven that here today, Paul. Where can the listeners go for more information?
So definitely visit our site on pennzoil.com. There's a whole raft of information there, as well as offers. We've also tried to really put more educational material on there. So if you're interested in, you know, what makes up a great motor oil and some of the motorsport activities that we're involved in, you can find a whole lot of information on pennzoil.com.
Perfect. Hey, Paul, can I ask you real quick, what kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Toyota Prius.
Yeah, and how often do you change the oil?
Every 5,000 miles.
And you're using a synthetic, I bet.
Absolutely. Yeah. Only platinum that goes in it.
There you go. I just wanted to see, and I just wanted to let the listeners hear that. And I didn't know the answer to that question before I asked it. I was taking a chance, but I had a feeling that that's the way it was going to be. You're a car guy, Paul. I know you're a scientist, but you're a car guy at heart, and I appreciate what you do very, very much. You have yourself a good rest of the afternoon. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Ron. It's a real pleasure.
You take good care. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, and we are back right after this.